We are out here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in front of one of several structure fires, this one being an office store on the street. The heat is so intense, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna walk back this direction. To my left, you can see we're in front of a car lot, which has been completely vandalized by members. And if you actually wanna take a look over here, the correctional facility, as I showed you in our last video, has been completely engulfed in flames, but not structures are not the only targets. As a dump, I think it was either a tow truck or a dump truck has been targeted, and it actually exploded a little bit earlier. Lastly, I wanna point out as we're out here, just take a look at the heat from this. It's just so intense. It's absolutely incredible as law enforcement continues to stay, I guess, doing really nothing. But what can you do when there's a few officers, thousands of protesters, and multiple fires? My name is Elijah Schaefer, reporting for Blaze TV Undercover here in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
What's up, guys? As you can see, I'm not in my studio. In fact, I'm kind of not even in a safe place. It's sort of a risk for me to even try to make a podcast like this because I'm in the middle of a completely decimated used car lot. And the cars are beyond used. They're completely melted, which is like using a car, then murdering it and sending it to hell to where it meets its destiny. And that's kind of where I am, where destiny and hell meet, in a very awkward position, with my legs showing, my arms bare, my face in the sun, and a riot waging just a few blocks away. But what would you expect anything less here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as we've gotten some intense stuff to cover? But also, I want to remind you guys, you know, this show is provided by Blaze TV, which is awesome. So check them out. Go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah, and you just sign up for a subscription. It helps pay for these trips, support this content. You can follow me on all social media, get live updates. It's a great way to get plugged in, connect with people who love the worst show on YouTube. And on Blaze TV. So support the worst show. And also, I want to remind you guys too, there's something really incredible. Have you heard of Pluto.tv? It's this new streaming service that you can basically get online. So if you go to Pluto.tv, Blaze TV is now there on channel 250. So you can stream it, it's live, it's playing. You can watch all the shows and the content you love and have it curated for you. Plus, what I love about Pluto.tv is that they also have thousands of on-demand titles and popular listings that are just available to you. Over 250 free channels as well. So cut the cord to cable, check it out, go to Pluto.tv, check Blaze TV's channel on channel 250. It's pretty amazing opportunity. And I think it's a great way just to continue to get introduced to new shows and new ideas. Maybe that you're getting introduced to this show there right now. So welcome to Slightly Offensive on Pluto.tv channel 250. We hope that you enjoy the show. So I showed up and people were boarding up their buildings.
You guys, it does not get more ironic than this. This is a family-owned business, Black Lives Matter for downtown, in Kenosha, while everything is boarded up completely. I mean, they are boarding up the whole, every block down the road. Everything is boarded up, but look at this. What irony is this? I mean, what kind of clown, upside-down world do we live in where you're supporting the very organization that is largely responsible for inspiring the damage that was done here? I mean, they're on every piece of wood. I mean, this is like, you're supporting the people that are destroying your community. It's literally crazy.
Yes, you heard it right. People that are boarding up their buildings because of Black Lives Matter, terrorizing their neighborhood, are now putting Black Lives Matter signs on their buildings because nothing makes sense in 2020. But of course, we're not gonna get into that much. Let's talk about the protest. When I arrived, there were police present shortly before any federal help came. They came into common confrontations, let's just say that, typical confrontations with the peaceful protesters, and after four warnings, fired tear gas and impact munitions. Sit down. All right, we've seen that before. Who wants to see another communist get shot with a rubber bullet? I don't. I've seen it all before. You guys are bored of that. Well, I also found out very quickly that people in the Midwest like fire. For people that like bland food, it's really weird that all the spice comes from their rioting. I caught this young man literally committing arson and lighting a city dump truck on fire. Not even caring, right in front of police, just lighting a dump truck on fire. And that wasn't the only fire of the night, because what I'm gonna show you right now is as the riots began, I started live streaming on my Twitter, at Elijah Schaefer, you should check it out in the bio, and I started showing how quickly they destroyed lampposts and public property and just everything that you need to destroy to make black lives have value. You know, I always wondered how many lampposts in a small, poor city you needed destroy and street signs in order to bring value to a minority community in the US. And according to last night, I think it was about 12. 12 lampposts. Very interesting. Well, guys, as we went through the streets, we did normal things like harassed people, assaulted people, just things that you would do on a Monday night, you know, when you have work the next morning. But on top of that, it was really interesting that people started attacking car lots. I don't know what it is. I'm in a car lot right now, but they started attacking another car lot. Watch this. What people don't understand from these riots is in the moment they go, I'm having fun, I'm breaking glass, I'm destroying cars. This is so fun because, like, you know, I need black lives to have value. So I'm like one window smashed in away from bringing significance to this population. But they don't realize is that, you know, they're mad at something. They say it's police brutality. I don't know what it is. But I interviewed the owner of this store that had his place broken into the next day. And listen to how brokenhearted he is seeing his livelihood being taken from him.
We own this building, that building, that building, this building, which are all destroyed. And when we came on scene, it was just carnage. So real, basically, if I had to sum it up in a word, it would be just total carnage. I just don't understand why this something like this would happen. It's frustrating. I don't understand why people do these things. Our society is just really disappointing that, you know, what about just being kind to people? You know, I think that's what maybe somebody should take away from today is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and why don't you just show everyone respect? I don't care who you are, what color, race, creed, everybody deserves that. So obviously we'll, clean up the damage and move forward. Thank you.
No, he just seems confused why he would be targeted when he has nothing to do with police brutality. In fact, he's just trying to hire people inside of the community. But it's really important to know why you're doing what you're doing. And this poor man, I'm gonna interview in a moment, this was his, it's called B&L Office Furniture. This was his family's business of 40 years. And this is what it looks like a Middle Eastern Mujahideen under the explosive power of a Moab. I mean, this office got wrecked. And this man, I'm gonna show you a clip of him right now. He was brokenhearted. You can see he's near teary-eyed. He can barely hold back the tears. He's so sad, he doesn't even know what to think. He's just sitting there going, man, I can't believe this happened to me.
This morning, I get up, come down here, and I was not prepared for. I knew it was gonna be a disaster, but I didn't know what a disaster looked like till I saw it.
And you, I can hear the emotion in what you're saying. I mean, what is the family feeling right now?
It's tough. This is a business that my parents started 40 years ago, small, out of their garage. It was a small business. Did it just to make a few extra dollars, and eventually it grew. 31 years ago, they bought this building, and so we've been here ever since. They're very upset about it. It's emotionally hurtful. We didn't do anything to anybody. Why did we deserve it?
But he wasn't the only fire. What you'll see right here on the screen is this is gonna be the correctional facility that they also decided to burn to the freaking ground. Just completely destroy it.
We're out here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on one of several structure fires that have currently taken place right now in the city streets. Earlier we saw people dressed as anti-fascists as well as BLM who were coming to set this on fire using fireworks. Now you see the flames coming right outside of the front here as well. You can tell I'm out of breath, because if you look faintly behind me there, there's a furniture store that's also on fire, that was set on fire amidst multiple parking structures and car lots, etc., that were completely vandalized and destroyed. But all around here, just like you see this with the F-12 anti-police rhetoric, as well as the fires, the destruction on the streets of Kenosha continues as they want justice for, police brutality.
Now, if you're tracking with me, I don't know whether it was public property or the lights or the cars. I mean, they also had this obsession with just burning cars, and you'll see how hot these flames were with these explosions of these gas tanks combusting under the pressure. I mean, by this point, there's like 20 different arson-based fires that are taking place around the city, and look at the heat of these flames. It's incredible. It was just anything and everything that they could light on fire, they did. And it was something pretty incredible to watch, because there's very few times in your life, other than maybe when you have a birthday cake, that you get to light something out on fire and be congratulated for it. Or maybe also too, like a fire pit while you're camping. But I swear, I mean, people were really excited about the flames and what they meant. And even this one woman here, which Drew Hernandez from Lives Matter captured, a journalist on Twitter, people are sympathetic here with the burning down of buildings in some cases. It's just an interesting perspective. And she doesn't condone violence, but she does understand the issue.
I'm from Jamaica. We have our disputes in Jamaica, but I've never, ever experienced the killing of young black men like I have in this country. I live in Kenosha for almost 20 years. I'm sorry about how my city's been burned down, but until other people start feeling what we are feeling, they will come out and talk and they'll make a change. Sorry that it come down to this, but a change has to be made. Police have to be paid the penalty for the things that they are doing. They are getting away with it just too much. And my heart is bleeding.
Gotcha. So would you say the actions of violence and vandalism,
no,
looting and arson is justified by Black Lives Matter?
I don't support violence, but people will see, people will come out and people will talk when they feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling, that's the only way you can make other people feel. And when they are being hurt, when their pockets are being hurt, then they will say something.
So by burning down buildings, that gives a voice to Black Lives Matter is what you're saying?
I condone them burning down.
And so the opinions are split, right? I mean, there's the damage, there's the danger, and nothing's really accomplished. At some point, if you see here, the National Guard came in.
What's going on?
I mean, that wasn't enough. That was like, what, 4, 5 cars? I mean, to like, sorry, there's still like gas and fumes in here. It's pretty nasty. To like 1,200 to 1,500 protesters, peaceful protesters, let's call them, peacefully destroying their city, brick by brick, fire, Molotov cocktail by fire, Molotov cocktail, if there's any other kind. Never had a non-fire Molotov cocktail. That is just called a bottle of liquid. But hey, this is what happens now. But as of today, a state of emergency was put in place. We now have a curfew at 8 p.m. The sun is beginning to set, and the violence is going to presumably continue. I'm here to document what's going on, which is why, more than ever, continue to support this show. Check out Pluto.tv, channel 250 with The Blaze, but also, please, go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Use my code Elijah to get a subscription, and it supports me in the show and keeps this channel going. But also, guys, remember, please follow me on all social media. You guys don't get everything here on YouTube. You just don't. You don't get everything on YouTube. But we have a lot in store for you. There's more to come. I'm back out on the streets. I have a lot of more street content. You're not going to get the notifications, but I encourage you to look back, click back, and find out what's happening next. Because while I would love to be more energetic and give you more, there's like, gang-looking people around, and I don't want to cause no problems. No judgments. I'm just trying to keep my vibes. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.